because things change, man. It could hail the next day in Dallas and half the guys leave. You need to make sure that when a hailstorm hits, the guys that are there are happy with the money they're making, so they don't bail on you. You start getting greedy, and you're left. You know, you're done. You might not lose it all, but you'll lose some. So everything changes, but there's still a lot to learn. Things that are going to happen that I don't even know I need to prepare for yet. But just, you know, you take it one day at a time. And but like I said earlier, as long as every decision you encounter, you do the right thing for the people involved, you're going to do okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. One thing is, you know, that kind of made me think about when you say doing the right thing and guys leaving and stuff. How do you go about, like, what's the process when a storm's slowing down and you got to release guys, or guys are kind of feel it slowing down and they've got a better deal elsewhere and they want to leave? I mean, is there a proper way to go about it, you know? So
there is.
From a hail tech's perspective, he doesn't burn a bridge with you, or, you know, you don't piss off a hail tech by letting him off early. Well, I mean, I'm sure each situation is different and there's nuances, but what's the proper way to go about it?
They're all connected. It all goes back to the relationships. I mean, if Billy Joe Vernon and Brad Wickham are both working and they're you know, working at the same shop and their shop's starting to slow down, they'll let me know and I'll ask them, well, what do you guys want to do? Do you want to take off 2 weeks and Brad come back in 2 weeks and vice versa? Or did you have another option? Now, if they both came to me the same day and said, hey, man, there's only like, you know, 10 cars here coming next 2 weeks and we got a deal to go in Denver, then I'll look at the situation. Can you give me 2 days? Yeah, we can do that. Cool. Then I'll get somebody in there. But if I go into, so I got a couple guys working in a shop and they're busy for the next 3 months and they got hail in their hometown, they got to go. And that's one of those things where no matter how many accounts you have going, that account is now your number one priority. If I have to grab my tools and push dents for 2 days, I will do whatever I can to get somebody there. Mm-hmm. You cannot blame somebody for going home. They have to.
Yeah.
But if they got a better offer to go somewhere and they want to leave right away, that's when I'll be pissed, you know?
Yeah.
And then they'll know it and they will burn a bridge with me on that. And I had that happen to one guy this year and it really made me mad, but I had 40 guys working there. So it wasn't so much that they hurt me. It's just the dealership guy was so hands-on. When they loaded up, he came up, guys leaving? I'm like, well, they are leaving, but I got two more guys already on their way here. So we're kind of overstaffed. I bullshitted my way through it. But it's an image thing. Well, it goes back to the whole process. You want it to look good, but you also don't want it to look bad. And that really it wasn't the fact they left. It made me look like I couldn't, you know, I had no control over my subcontractors, whatever you call it.
And but, I can imagine. I can imagine, like, you know, a couple guys, you know, see two techs leave. They're like, why are those guys leave? What's going on? Maybe I should think about leaving. You know?
And they do. Where are you going? You know, you'll be all working in a dealership somewhere, and eye damage starts going off, and it's almost funny because then you see guys pacing in the parking lot on the phone. I'll text them, and I'll say, don't even think about it. And they'll look at the phone and then look around for me. You know, but I know it's the nature of the beast, but for the most part, the dealership things, usually I plan dealers to last 2 or 3 weeks. And if I put somebody in a dealership, I ask for a commitment. And this is this deal. We got this X amount of cars, X amount of guys, X amount per day. This deal will be done. You come in here, I don't care if it hails, you're going to stay. So dealerships are different. And body shops, you know, there's a formula. It's just kind of, you go with it. So far, I have not had any situations that anything has gone wrong for the most part. So it always works. You just got, and that's where the management comes in. You got to be prepared for anything at all times.
Yeah, and it's such a fluid business. I mean, you just got to be so reactive. But not only that, you have to plan for it. So you've got to prepare for it, and then you've got to react, and you're just constantly making moves and, you know, just juggling guys and jobs. And
it's like a stockbroker, dude. It's like the changes all day. And I don't remember if it was on PDR College podcast or on my Periscope, but one of the things I told local guys, if you're going to do it yourself and you've got a group of 10 guys that you know, get 20. get even 30, because if those guys aren't available, then what are you going to do? You have to have more than you need. And you call down the list, because if you need 10 guys in Cincinnati and in Hales in Cincinnati and you call them and they're working, now you're two guys short, you know, or maybe four guys short. You're not prepared. So you have to always be over prepared and, you know, go with the punches.